The Woodstock Film Festival is knee-deep in its inaugural Filmmakers Residency Incubator Program. It serves four filmmakers of diverse and underrepresented backgrounds who are in the midst of developing their respective full-length narrative and documentary films, each addressing social issue themes, social justice themes. Each project will fit within the mission of the Residency of Artistic Vision and Social Responsibility, resting upon these four pillars: racism, climate change, food insecurity, and immigration. Woodstock Film Festival co-founder and executive director Myra Blaustein says she is thankful for the opportunity to bring the fellows, mentors, staff, and community at large together and look forward to seeing these promising filmmakers hone in their creative voices. That is exactly what they are doing. We welcome the four fellows to our program this morning. Eunice Lau is with us, one of those filmmakers. We also welcome Seth Hernandez Rongilio, Brooke Pepian Swanee is here, and Mababa joins us as well. Thank you all for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you for having us.
So for my understanding, and Eunice, I'll begin with you because you're the top of the sheet here. For my understanding, you've been there pretty much for the month of May, working very hard. So give us a sense of what that has been like and what you have been working on.
I mean, it's been amazing. I feel very, very fortunate to be selected for Woodstock Film Festival's first filmmaker residency, and you know, to basically work through the story that is to incubate this film that I'm working on, which is a documentary that looks at climate change, our crisis that we have today, to the story of David Buckle, who set himself on fire in Prospect Park in New York City, where I live, in the name of climate change, to wake us up from our stupor and, you know, inability to reverse, you know, this ecocide that, you know, we're experiencing right now.
So let's go through, and I'll have each of you give us a sense of what you're working on. Seth, what is the film you're working on and the work that you have been accomplishing over the last several weeks?
Yeah, thanks so much again for having me. The documentary I'm working here on the residency is called Unseen. It follows the story of my friend who is an aspiring social worker in Las Vegas, and he happens to be undocumented immigrant and also blind. And the film explores the issues of immigration and disability and how those are interweaved together, and kind of using a more impressionistic storytelling to highlight the experiences of communities whose experiences are often told in a very monolithic way in mainstream media. I myself am an undocumented immigrant, and really hoping to use this film as a way to explore new ways of telling stories about undocumented communities, and also for a protagonist who's blind, how can we make the film accessible to him, because it's the story of his life after all.
Brooke, tell us about your work.
Absolutely. So I'm a Blackfeet and Salish filmmaker from Montana, and my story is a fiction film about when a tribal cop decides to take justice into her own hands after white supremacists severely injure her cousin.
Wow. So I'll ask follow-up questions about all these films. I want to get to everybody, though. Maba, tell us about your film.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Great pleasure.
My film deal with an idea of for oppression to work, you need the oppressors need allies within the oppressed group. I'm interested in those allies. What makes them turn on their own groups? So the way I'm trying to explore that is with the ultimate betrayal from a son betraying his mother. So it's set in a place called the Woman Zone, which is a zone that only women and children are allowed to live in, even though they are within a civil war-torn country. And the forces of antagonism want to get a hold of that woman's own, and the way to do it is to get it through the leader of that woman's own. Her son has to betray her to get it.
I want to ask you really all this question, but I'll begin with you, Eunice, of how you work with the mentors, how you work with these creative voices and the staff and the community at large, and helping you complete your film and work on your film.
The mentors that was selected for me, you know, couldn't have been more appropriate. Pamela Yates, who lives here in Nogatis, and Paco, who also produces her film, as well as Julie Anderson. They have so much experience, you know, and this, in truth, my film also deals a lot. It's an intersection of, you know, like a lot of our climate crisis affect people of color, you know, communities like mine. And the intersection of racial, gender, justice, these are the issues that Pam, you know, and Paco have been working on that's very familiar. And having them guide me and to also, you know, to keep me focused on what's the core of the story and what's important, you know, the emotional trajectory that I should not, not lose sight of, even though I'm trying to tell a story that is also, you know, set in New York City, but as a microcosm into looking at, you know, how we have failed ourselves, you know, globally. So right. So that is basically the process that I've been working with, you know, through them.
I just should mention that this program is in collaboration with White Feather Farm Foundation, and it's being held at White Feather Farm's new residential property in Woodstock, which is just down the road from their farms, organic farms operation. So that's very cool as well. Seth, let me ask you the same question that I asked Eunice of working with the staff and mentors at the Woodstock Film Festival, of how that is assisting you in the creation of this work.
Yeah, and I just want to echo what you mentioned. I want to express deep gratitude also to Woodstock Film Festival and the White Feather Farms Foundation for, you know, it's a deep privilege to be part of this residency. And I have the same mentors as Eunice in the documentary side, but I would add also that the mentorship that I've received have also come from my co-residents, Eunice, Brooke, and Maba. And what I've come to realize in the course of the past months, realize even more, not that I didn't know it already, but what I've come to realize even more is that so much of filmmaking requires the artist. For me, it requires for me to be able to deep dive into myself and really reflect on my own story, because, you know, there's a saying that what's most personal is most artistic. And I think in the course of the last months, you know, being in nature, I come from Los Angeles, California, where we don't have as much access to nature in the same way that we have here. And just being with people who are telling stories also, and being able to really think through my existence even, you know, and how my story also intersects with a story that I'm trying to tell with this documentary. I think those are the parts of the filmmaking process that aren't often talked about, that I think for me, living with Eunice, Mab, and Brooke, and also with the mentors and being in nature, has been really just a privilege to realize in the course of the last month.
Yeah, that idea of nature is really an incredible thing of what that can add to the equation. Brooke, your thoughts on it?
Well, I mean, nature is all around me in Montana, so, but it's just a different type of nature. But I have to echo everything that Seth and Eunice have said. You know, I'm in the fiction side, and the mentors that we've connected with, Maddie Rich and Mira Nair, have been so helpful in building out this narrative that really came as a kernel of an idea and is continuing to grow, not to use like a planty sort of metaphor, but it feels nice to also be in partnership with this farm where we're, you know, it's springtime, we're really allowing things to take root and, you know, germinate and grow, just from, you know, all of the support from our mentors and also, you know, from, you know, the staff who've come together to really make this a beautiful experience.
And and it's lovely to hear that it has indeed been a beautiful experience. Maba, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, also echoing what everybody said, but I have to say that my process as a writer has dramatically changed after, in the first week when I got here, I did my first meeting with Mira Nair. And I mean, just the idea of doing a meeting with Mira Nair is quite a surreal. But she was so generous, and she gave me a new way to look at story. Completely new way, which is huge for someone who's been working on stories for about 10, 11 years.
Yeah.
Been writing for a while now. And she changed my process. I'm sure anybody who knows about writing understand how profound that is.
Now, my understanding, and whoever wishes to explain this, but my understanding is that you all will be coming back, right? You all will be coming back for the festival in the fall. That's the idea, right?
Yep.
That's terrific. And so what stage, are any of you very close to completion? No.
Oh, no. No.
What? Oh, no.
Not even close.
Speaking of the process, when I came in here, I had a full treatment, and I was ready, gearing up to write my first draft within the first 3 weeks. I met with Mira Nair after the first 10 minutes, I threw everything out and started from scratch.
Oh, that's fascinating. Yeah, that's really very, very interesting. Well, folks can find out more information about this residency and this program, which is really cool, and it's happening with White Feather Farm and, of course, the work and what's going on. It ends Friday, the May 28th is when the residency ends. WoodstockFilmFestival.org, WoodstockFilmFestival.org, and you can find out all about what's going on there. Eunice, Seth, Brooke, Maba, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure. I congratulate you on becoming fellows, and certainly thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Be well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.